Hello?
Hi, is this Megan?
Yeah, this is Megan.
Oh, good. I have the right number. Hi, Megan. You don't know me. My name is Seth McElroy, and you were my tour guide the other day.
What?
Yeah, I was on the bus that you were giving a tour to. How are you?
Excuse me, how did you get this number?
Oh, you'd be surprised what you can find on the internet these days. I did a little search and was able to find your number. So I needed to get in contact with you about something.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I have a few problems with how you handled yourself.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was once a tour guide myself, you see, and I prided myself on perfection, and that's why I felt that I must get a hold of you to help you.
You know, there are websites where you can give feedback about the tour.
Yeah, but I would rather just talk to you in person. So if you don't mind, I'll just go ahead and jump right in. I give you a 2 out of 5 on presence. You were there, but not really there, if that makes any sense.
Okay, I was there.
Yeah, that's it. But that's all you were, just there. You need to command the bus. And if you think you did that, then you should probably look for a new job because you didn't at all. You didn't command the bus.
Okay, I'm not sure exactly which tour you were on, but if it was this past weekend, all of my groups were having a great time. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was really enjoying themselves.
You can do better, and you know that.
I honestly can't believe that this is happening. You're calling me up just to put me through this.
Just to critique you a little bit and hopefully help you grow as a tour guide. I haven't even talked about the hand gestures. I give you a 1 out of 5 for those. You really mailed it in on your hand gestures.
What are you even talking about?
Well, I'm saying I saw you pointing at things. Try to add some hand flair.
Excuse me?
Get people on your side. Work the crowd with your fingers. It's not just
that sounds completely disgusting, first of all. You don't, like, stalk someone down and find their phone number and then call them up to tell them what a horrible job they're doing. I mean, I wouldn't call you to tell you that you're really annoying and terrible at what you do.
Well, that's because I'm not, because I take pride in what I do, something that I think you should be doing.
Oh, my God, this is horrible.
Let's talk about sense of humor, because we haven't got there yet.
I don't, what?
The whole thing about bridges and trains.
I never even talked about bridges or trains.
Exactly. Missed opportunities.
What?
You could have made some great train or bridge jokes, but I saw you pass those by without even thinking about it.
This is a tour that has nothing to do with bridges and trains. Why would I make a joke about them?
Exactly. Do the unexpected.
Oh, my God.
Use your imagination. Use your imagination.
You know what? I have plenty of imagination. I'm imagining punching you in the face right now, and it feels really good.
Listen, I can tell you're angry, but I want to let you know the reason I'm calling you is because I think you could be one of the greats. You really do. I see it
in
you.
For your information, the only reason I have this f***ing tour guide job is because I'm putting myself through school. So I didn't even know there was such a thing as one of the greatest tour guides ever in the universe, in the history. And I don't give a damn about being one of them.
I hear you not taking the job seriously, and that's okay. Sometimes we don't know we have a hidden talent. My mentor was Jean Valjean, famous Paris tour guide in the early 1900s.
What? Jean Valjean is a character in Les Mis.
But not many people know he was a tour guide. The greatest tour guide.
He was not a tour guide. He was a poor dude who stole a loaf of bread. What are you talking about?
The greatest tour guide the world has ever seen, Jean Valjean.
You have definitely not read the book.
That's where that story started.
What is wrong with you? Are you on drugs? I don't know how we got started talking about that in the first place, and I honestly don't even know why I'm on the phone with you right now.
I don't know why you're on the phone with me either, honestly. Because I would have hung up a
while. Why do we agree on something?
Yeah. Well, this is a prank phone call. You should know that.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, your friend Brian set you up. He said you hate being a tour guide, so why not mess with you about it?
He's the one I complained to about it.
Do you really hate being a tour guide that much?
It is the worst.
I'll have you know, I still think you can be one of the greats. Even without passion for the job, I think you might be the best tour guide to have ever lived.
Yeah, I knew it was a joke when you started talking about characters from Les Mis.
What are you talking about? Jean Valjean's a tour guide.
Yeah, world renowned. Victor Hugo knew him really well.